You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, loving wisdom. Let's take a look at Proverbs 8 and 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Here we can see, when it says those that seek me early, that is referring to in your youth, in the early years, to seek wisdom. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So when we look at wisdom within itself and loving wisdom, some examples are Joseph in the book of Genesis, when he was faced with Potiphar's wife. Joseph was responsible for the affairs and things that were to be handled for Potiphar and Potiphar's home to oversee some things. And Potiphar's wife approached him and wanted to sleep with him. And Joseph made it very clear he was not going to commit this great sin against God. He used wisdom in a time knowing that this is not right. And though he had been entrusted to oversee some things concerning Potiphar's house, he did not release his wife to Joseph. And Joseph used wisdom in this, not looking at the fact that, okay, it's just the two of them, and taking on an attitude like, yeah, he entrusted me with everything, that includes you. No. His character stayed intact. He used wisdom in a moment when temptation or when he was approached with something that he knew went against his core beliefs. He knew went against what he was entrusted with, and he used wisdom knowing it would not be wise to commit such an act. And then David in 1 Samuel 17, when he was faced with Goliath, when Saul tried to get him to wear his armor to prepare for battle against Goliath, David said, no, I'm not wearing this. This has not been proven. David used wisdom knowing I'm not going to use the armor of some other man. Yes, he understood his size. Yes, he understood he was young. But he was wise enough in a moment, even though here's someone who may be a little bit more experienced. Here's someone who has used this armor. But he was wise enough to know I'm not using what belongs to you. This armor does not fit me. It has not been proven. And David went forward with what he knew, and that is his trust in God. And as Goliath made threats and insults towards David, David used wisdom in not allowing it to take him out of position of what the focus was at the moment, because David already knew his previous experiences with the lion and the bear was because of the power of God. And he knew that this battle of facing Goliath was not about him. He knew that the battle was already won. The battle already belonged to the Lord. So his wisdom, the love for wisdom in the moment, fearing God enough to know, to honor God, to respect God, to give God glory, that knowing this battle belonged to the Lord, that he was going to get the victory. And then in 1 Kings 2, David tells his son Solomon, he addresses him and tells him about him being a wise man and for him to use wisdom. And then in chapter 3, King Solomon has a dream, and the Lord appears to King Solomon and asks him what is it that he could grant him. And King Solomon, you know, speaks with the Lord and shares that he's just but a child. He sees himself as a mere child. He sees himself with not knowing what to do, how to go in and how to come out. And this is the way he viewed himself. Yet his father David saw him as a wise man, but King Solomon didn't see himself that way. He was humble, and he was humbled enough that when asked by the Lord, what could he be granted? He asked God to give him a heart of understanding so he could judge between good and bad. He knew the area, what he needed. He needed to be able to understand what to do. He needed to be able to flow in that space and loving wisdom enough to know that when God asked him, this is what I need. And sometimes in life, just like King Solomon, you know, his dad was telling him, you're a man of wisdom. Use wisdom in this situation. Could it have been that David was seeing him in a way and King Solomon just hadn't grasped it just yet? And when the question came to him, he knew exactly what to ask, because David's statement to him about using wisdom and calling him a man of wisdom, saying that he had wisdom, could have prompted the thought like, well, I need to know certain things. I don't know certain things in this area. So getting the wisdom early on, loving wisdom enough to know in times when you're faced with certain obstacles and you're faced with certain things, that the right use of knowledge, understanding how to strategize, understanding how to move forward, and having a reverence for the Lord, honoring God. And here's my moment of transparency. I know what it's like to experience facing certain giants in my life and knowing that the only way to get through was with God, knowing that the battle already was won because God was going to see me through it, and not allowing the giant that I faced in the moment to take me in a direction that I didn't need to go in. Just standing still, standing firm on God's word, knowing what God had already spoken to me, and understanding that, okay, Lord, it looks like this, but wisdom says this, and trusting him through the process. I know what it's like. Some things being shared and being seen in a certain way. I hadn't gotten to the point of really embracing it for myself and having that quiet time with God, asking God for direction, asking God for insight, asking God for understanding. And I also know what it's like to be faced with certain things that are outside of character, outside of what God would want, and standing firm in it and being good like Joseph with walking away. So I want to encourage you, when it comes to wisdom, love wisdom. Don't despise wisdom, but embrace it. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So have a strong reverence for God. Honor God. Give God all the glory. Don't be consumed with self. And understand whatever it is that you're facing, it is God that can get you through it. In the areas you may not feel you're ready for, areas you might not see yourself operating in, when God puts you in that position, God knows what he's placed inside of you. Seek him for the insight, get wisdom early, and love wisdom. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you that those that may be in a place of experiencing what it is to be tried and tested, their character in a moment with things they've been entrusted with, that, Lord, they will embrace wisdom, they will love wisdom, and make wise choices. And as their character is being tried and tested, and those that may not see themselves the way that you see them, that, Lord, that open their eyes and allow them to embrace the wisdom that you have placed before them, to see the things that they need to see within, to move forward and embrace all that you have for them. No fear, faith, and believing that as you have entrusted them with this great responsibility or this great task, that seeking you for insight and honoring you, fearing you, reverencing you, is the beginning of wisdom. And that one that may be facing their giant, that, Lord, they use wisdom and not allow outside influences. They may be experienced in certain areas, but they don't have the relationship that they have with you. That, Lord, they don't allow themselves to be convinced otherwise, but knowing and trusting that you have already prepared them for this battle, that the battle is already won. As they continue to fear you, Lord, that is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.